RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Yesterday on our Bites News here at RCR Breakfast, you might have heard a clip which is doing the rounds on social media. It looks like a Zoom clip from 2022 at about the time of the local body elections there, featuring, among others, John Tumihere and the Te Pāti Māori MP, now MP, Takutai Tash Kemp. And they were riffing, well, I guess John was telling them what to do with votes. And I'm going to mention a few quotes in a moment, but I thought we'd find out or get a steer on what this kind of means from someone who's lived the parliamentary life as an MP. And that's our very own Simon O'Connor, host of the Speak Free program on Friday morning. Simon, thanks for coming on this morning.
Morning, Paul. No, it's great to join you. Thank you.
Okay, so killer quotes is what I'm calling them. Here's Tumihere: motivate your whānau, get on the phone, go round to their houses, pick up their voting forms, tick the boxes for them. It's probably illegal, but I'm asking you to do it anyway, followed by cackling laughter. That's incriminating, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The first few points, Paul, are perfectly appropriate to encourage people to vote. But bear in mind, this is local body elections, not central government. Yep. But that makes no difference, by the way. I just want to throw that out there to people in case someone said, oh, well, it's only local body. But the first few things he says, normal. Go and encourage people to vote. But to actually go and get their voting papers and to tick the boxes for them, to vote for them, that is illegal. And he knows it. He jokes about it, but the very fact, Paul, that he says it, he knows it's illegal, yet he's encouraging these candidates to do it.
Then Kemp says, as long as we are not doing it, we're all good. Then more laughter. So she understands what he's saying.
Yeah, they understand what he's saying, but she's also wrong in thinking that if it's only others doing it, that they're somehow exempt. I mean, they are the ones encouraging, and it doesn't matter who does it. At the end of the day, you are the person who votes. You don't get other people to do it for you, or not in this manner. So again, they know they're doing something or promoting something illegal.
And one more quote I want to read out. Tumihere again: bring your voting forms, ticked or not, to Whānau Waipereira's office and deliver in the right place to the right folk. The right folk, the right place. Ticked or not?
Yeah. I mean, that ticked or not, that's, again, a massive red flag. It is harvesting of voting papers. That's what he's asking for. And we've seen evidence of this before, not necessarily related to the Māori Party, but you get feedback in local government elections of which streets and houses have voted. And in some cases, Paul, you can see entire streets have all voted. You know, it's an amazing statistical chance that everyone in the streets voted. And what we know is that these are being harvested. And in this case, Tumihere and his mates have clearly said, bring them all up. We'll fill them out for you. Thanks very much, to ensure they get the right vote. It's a shocker, an absolute shocker.
How much of a shocker is it? Well, absolute shocker really describes it. But how serious is this offending? Can we quantify it?
Look, I think it is relatively serious. In my mind, this is something that should have actually been sent across to the police. It is breaking the law, or it has the potential to be. You know, if you want to try and be moderate, you know, this is something that has to be tested. That's why we have the police. But what we also know, Paul, is this is just another, stress that word, another example on top of a whole lot of other accusations of behaviour by the Māori Party, now including the central government election. So, you know, your listeners will know there's investigations on whether the information from government departments was being misused by the Māori Party to enhance its vote. So this is just another example on top of many. So they should be in the shtuck. They should be.
If authorities knew about this, because this video has been around and was available on Facebook, I believe Andrea Vance uncovered it, is what I've seen. If they'd known about that, they should have acted immediately, right? And that's 2 years ago.
Absolutely. I'm saddened, disappointed, but not completely surprised. I've been stunned over the years with electoral law, how reticent both the Electoral Commission and then police are to actually follow up on things. And in some ways, you're beginning to see the fruit of that, that here they were promoting illegal activity back in a local body election. They got away with it because no one investigated it or chose not to investigate. Let's really stress that to listeners. Mm. People knew about this. The Electoral Commission knew about this, but have chosen not to act on it. And so what have these alleged defenders done? They've just continued the same behaviour into now central government. Central government, and again, if I might, talking too much, you're going to have to mute me. But no, just remember that the Māori Party candidate is now in Parliament because she won by 42 votes. 4-2. Wow. That's the margin that she beat Labour's Penny Hanare. So this had a substantial, if not material, effect, the wider behaviour. It's just, as I keep saying, it's an absolute shocker, most likely illegal, and therefore, because it's most likely, it should be tested. The police should be involved.
I notice also in that audio, and I haven't quoted it, but he kind of says that they wrought the system, so we have to. That's not a pass, is it, at all?
No, look, this is becoming a bit of a consistent narrative out of the Māori Party in particular, that they claim to be victims. They claim that the entire democratic system and freedoms we operate under are against them. So they are victims, and therefore, consequently, they should be allowed to get away with everything. And you had that, I think it was last week, with some of the other allegations, that the head of the Manurewa Marae was saying, in effect, look, we do some good work out here. Therefore, if we're doing some illegal things, it really shouldn't matter. So you've got a real entitlement. You've got a real victim mentality. And I'm afraid to say, with the likes of the Māori Party, an arrogance that somehow, because they're the Māori Party, they're above the rest of us and the law, and they can do whatever they want.
Well, Tamahere is a trained lawyer, I understand. So he'll be aware of what he can do and what he can't do. And he says it's probably illegal. He knew it was totally illegal, I would imagine. Also, there's the issue of a vehicle, apparently, that's registered to the charity, but has signage for Te Pāti Māori on it, and quite slick signage. A bit of money's been spent on that, so they would have known about that. Do you think, Simon, I mean, we rely on political parties to do the right thing, organise themselves properly and comply to the law, but given that there seems to have been a pass given here, and we're yet to have that confirmed, I guess, is it time to sit down and have a look at everything? Because if there's any faith lost in the system, we've got a big problem, haven't we?
Oh, we definitely do. I mean, just look over in America and the faith that's been lost in the system there and where things end up. Look, I would say, Paul, that actually our system is actually well-structured, believe it or not. It's just got to be followed. You know, there are mechanisms in place. If you use your charitable vehicle to promote a political party, that's not appropriate. And there's ways to pursue that. So that's the van you talked about. If you're receiving donations illicitly, there's a process that can be followed. And similarly, if you are encouraging illegal voting behaviour, then that's meant to be passed on by the Electoral Commission to police. So it's not being done. So I suppose it's a very long way of saying, I think the systems are written up correctly. It's just that they're not being followed. So to the extent that we need to look at that, yes, we've just got to follow the laws and the systems we've already got in place.
Yeah. It's divisive, isn't it? I'll get your opinion on this, because I can hear the supporters of Te Pāti Māori and others kind of agreeing with Tamahere in there and go, yeah, we're going to use their system against them, etc. What should he... I'm going to say, if it was you, because it would never be you. But how would he deal with this, do you think, now?
Oh, they will play the Māori Party, Tamahere and all, will play the race card. Again, that they're beyond all of this. They have an entitlement. They're the Māori Party. They don't have to follow any rules. They can just do whatever they want because they've been, I don't know, colonised, victimised. Just there's a myriad of excuses. It's one of the reasons why I'm disappointed the government has not appointed a fully independent group to investigate this. They've handed it only over to the head of the Public Service Commission, which is, you know, strange enough, a government agency. So the investigations here need to be completely independent of any government agency or political party, so that when the evidence does come out, and I suspect it will, there's no wiggle room for the Māori Party and its acolytes to claim that there's some systemic racism or disadvantage being applied to them.
Government's got no choice but to do that now, surely.
Yeah, absolutely no choice, except they've already made the decision, was it a week ago, to go down the Public Service Commission line. That's what they've said they're doing. We got them, and it's wiggle. They've given themselves wiggle room, but also it's those little weasel words, if I might say, Paul. They've said, oh, look, it's an independent commission, investigation through the Public Service Commission. So a lot of people hear the word independent, but it's not fully or truly independent. And I really want to stress this. I'm sure those in the Public Service Commission will do a good job, but it enables the Māori Party to say, well, this is a colonial government agency who's persecuting us. Whereas if it was fully independent, a retired judge or two, the conclusions will be much, much harder to argue against.
You think we can assume that certain political figures would have known of the existence of this? I mean, if Andrea Vance can find it.
Oh, my suspicion is probably not. There might have been some people on the ground who had a sense that it was something wrong, but you know, speaking as a former politician myself, I wouldn't have had that much insight or oversight into the activities of other political parties. Put it this way, you're so busy doing your own campaign and you barely know what your opponent's doing. So I think ultimately, and I'm only guessing here, and actually kudos where it's due, Andrea's done some good work. She's probably picked up a little tidbit here or there, and she's then decided to pursue it, and she's finding out more and more information as we go along.
Okay, and he should step down, shouldn't he, from all roles in the meantime? That would be the honourable thing to do, wouldn't it?
It would be, because the other thing we've only barely touched on is that there's a whole lot of questions around funding to Tamahere and the White Pilata Trust. It's a huge amount of money. So there's multiple fires burning here, but my prediction is he's going to double down. He and the whole Māori Party will double down on this. But yeah, the honourable thing would be to step back, recuse oneself and allow the investigation. But I don't see that happening.
When it's that blatant, I mean, it's in your face, he's saying it. You know, it's not just, well, I sort of meant this or meant that. I mean, I read the quote. It's in your face.
They'll try and argue that it's not actually filling out the vote. It was that you were going to sit next to your kamata or kuia and ask them how they wanted to vote and kindly tick the box for them. They'll try to spin that, but it's absolutely blatant and obvious what he's asking and suggesting is to being done. And that's what you said at the start. Take the papers, blank papers, and allow the Māori Party to fill them out.
Yeah. Wow. Who saw this one coming?
Oh, there's always excitement in politics, but you know, this is beyond the excitable. This is actually illegal behavior, which you rightly pointed out, Paul, goes to the heart of our system, and we need the system to be believed in.
And it's sad, isn't it? Because what it does is it just generates potentially more division, layered upon division, layered upon, and it's only kind of recent. It's very sad, isn't it?
Look, it is. And you're right, it builds, because those who are already suspicious of our system, for good and various reasons, will look at this and go, oh, well, if that's happening, other things must be happening too. And that's just not healthy for our democracy. And we know it already. Trust in politicians, well, it was never very high. Yeah, but, you know, it's very low now. Trust in mainstream media is down. In our health scientific community, it's all down. And so things like this just don't help. So again, we've got to have a fully independent inquiry, and all of this needs to be exposed, and there needs to be real consequences if guilt is proven.
And I don't know what the penalty for that is, but it could be jail, couldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know the law well enough, but actually jail could well be there. Certainly fines, jail, you know, if it's over 2 years and it's of a politician, they can't stay in Parliament. So, yeah, there's some serious consequences, but this is the disconnect. Clear something's gone wrong. It was known about at the time. It was chosen not to investigate. And that's also a whole nother inquiry. Why did the Electoral Commission not ask for or the police investigate it? What was going on there?
Yeah.
Many threads to this. Many threads to this.
You won't get to have a go at it this Friday because it's a holiday. But maybe the following Friday we'll know more. And I guess they could claim they were speaking freely.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the great thing about speaking freely is it exposes your heart and what you're up to. And so some of us don't mind. They are probably regretting this now.
Simon O'Connor, host of Speak Free Friday mornings on RCR. Thanks for coming on this morning, Simon, giving your view.
A pleasure.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.